Okay, so the Gemara towards the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis, the mission over there, discusses how exactly we administer Misas Chenek. And the Mishnah writes that we steep the person being executed, we steep him in Zevel, we steep him in manure, and we steep him in up until his knees, and then what you do is you take a stiff cloth, you wrap it into a soft cloth, and take the claws and wrap it around his neck and pull, and you basically strangle him until he dies. So now the Gemara brings down a brisa that analyzes the pasuk by the classic case of chenek, and that is by Eshes Ish, where the pasuk writes Ve'ish Asher Yin Af as Eshes Ish Asher Yin Af as Eshes Re'ehu Mos Yumas Hanoif V'Hanoafes. So the brisa analyzes as follows, that from the fact that the pasuk writes Ve'ish Asher Yin Af, that it's a man who commits adultery, you see that it's specifically a man as opposed to a katan. From the fact that the pasuk writes Asher Yin Af as Eshes Ish, that he commits adultery with the wife of a man, so that teaches us, what about if he would have committed adultery with the wife of a katan? So then there would be no issue. I mean, he wouldn't be subject to chenek. So why should that be? So Rashi explains that you see from here, there's no ishus to a katan. Why? Because there's no kedushin for a katan. So if that's the case, if there's no kedushin, there's no ishus. Well, then if there's no ishus, you can't be an Eshes Ish to be subject to chenek. Then when the pasuk writes, Asher Yin Af as Eshes Re'ehu, that he committed adultery with the wife of his friend, so what do you see from Re'ehu? So that you see that he's committing adultery with the wife of his friend as opposed to other people. Who are those other people? As opposed to Gaim, or as opposed to Akusi, depending on the version. So why should that be? Why should he not be subject to Chenek if it would be with the wife of a non-Jew? So the answer is, as Rashi says, so from here you see that there's no Kedushin for Akusi. And then finally, the pasuk ends off, Mos Yumas Hanoif Hanoafes. What does Mos Yumas mean? So we learn from here that Mos Yumas means chenek. So the question is, how do we know that Mos Yumas means chenek? So the Gemara presents a machlokas, or the Bais presents a machlokas tonight between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonah's son, how we know exactly that Mos Yumas means chenek. And Rav Yoshia basically says that since the Torah doesn't tell us explicitly which misa to give him, we can't give him any of the more severe ones. We have to give the most lenient out of all of the misas. And therefore, since chenek is the most lenient out of all the misas, we're going to give him chenek, wherever it says Mos Yumas in the Torah. Rav Yonasan comes along and says, no, it can't be because chenek is the most kal. And we'll see that why can't it be because it's the most kal? Because Rav Yonasan holds like Rav Shimon, that chenek is not the most lenient out of all the misas, right? According to Rav Shimon, the order of the misas is Strefa, Skila, Chenek, Veherek. So don't tell me it's because it's the most lenient out of all the misas. Rather, just when you see the word misa, and it's written Bedarch Stimus in the Torah, it's unambiguous, it's ambiguous, so we see that it's gotta refer to Chenek. But again, we don't know, according to Rav Yonasan, why that should be, that misa should refer to Chenek. So Rabbeinu Kaddish steps in to explain Rav Yonasan, and Rabbeinu Kaddish basically says that we find misa Bidei Shemayim in the Torah. We find a place in the Torah where Misa is happening through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we find Misa that's happening in the Torah when it's happening through people. In other words, when we are administering a Misa. So the same way that when the Misa happens through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Misa that does not leave a mark, so also when we talk about a Misa that's happening through people, that should be a Misa that does not leave a mark. Where do you find in the Torah that there's a Misa that's happening through HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rashi points you to the Pesukim in Vayeshev, where we find by the Pasuk of Yehud and Tamar, by Erva Onan, so by the Onan, it writes in the Pasuk, Vayomas Gamoso. So we see from there, either way, that's the case of Misa V'Dei Shemayim, so that's the Misa where it doesn't leave a mark. So that explains the Shita of Rav Yonasan, that when you see Misa, Mos Yumas in the Torah, that's got to be a reference to Chenek, the kind of Misa that doesn't leave a mark. But the Gemara asks, wait a second, isn't there another Misa that doesn't leave a mark? At least a visible mark, externally. What Misa is that? That's the Misa of Sreifa. So how do you know that Mos Yumas should be chenek, maybe it should be sreifa? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, the pasuk over here that we're dealing with is Eshes Ish. But there's another pasuk by Bas Kohen, where when a Bas Kohen is mezana, the pasuk tells you explicitly that she gets sreifa. Well, if a Bas Kohen gets sreifa when she's mezana, it's got to be that she's deviating from the norm. So how is she deviating from the norm if the norm is also to get sreifa? So it must be that the case of Eshes Ish, this pasuk in Vayikra Chaf, Yod, Ve'ish, Ashenaf, as Eshes Ish, that pasuk can't be that Mos Yumas refers to Sreifa. It's got to be that Mos Yumas is a reference to Chenek. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so everything makes sense if you hold like Rav Yonasan, but if you hold like Rav Yoshia, the question then is, How on earth does Rabbi Yoshi know that there's such a misa as chenek in the Torah? All Rabbi Yoshi had told us is that you can't be that mosumas. When we see mosumas in the Torah, it can't be that we're going to give him something severe. It's got to be that we've got to give him the least severe out of all the misos. So how do you know that there's such a thing as chenek? Bishlam, it makes sense if you hold, given Rabbeinu Akasha's explanation, Rabbi Yonah's son, that chenek is gufa, when you see most of us in the Torah, it's a misa that doesn't leave a mark, and that misa is chenek. But if you hold like Rabbi Yoshi doesn't say such a svar. So how does Rabbi Yoshi know that there's such a misa as chenek in the Torah? So Rava explains that Rabbi Yonah's son knew this because there was a halach l'mosh misinet that there were four such misas in the Torah. There was the arba misas bezin, and the chenek was one of them, in which case, the only problem is that the Torah doesn't tell us who gets chenek. So it's got to be then that where the Torah doesn't specifically give misa, that we're going to plug in chenek over there. And it's got to be because chenek is the most lenient out of all of those misos. So now the Gemara just goes back because of Rav Yonasan's point, and we just show that Rav Yonasan, from the fact that he says, well, it can't be that we're giving chenek just because it's the most lenient out of all of the misos. So what does that mean that it's not the most lenient out of all of the misos? So it's got to be because Rav Yonasan holds like Rav Shimon, while Rav Yoshia holds like the Chachamim. Okay. So now the Gemara goes through. There is a place in the Torah where it writes most yumas, where it does not mean chenek. Where is that place? That's in the pasuk of Ovi Yedoni. In Vayikra Perk Chav, pasuk Chav Zayin, the pasuk writes, V'ish O'isha, ki yihi avahem ov O'yedoni, most yumasu, Ba'evin yirgamu oso. With a stone, they have to stone them. Demayim bum. So that's a place where you see that Moshe Masu does not mean chenek. Instead, in that context, we see that it's clearly skila that we're giving the ov v'yadoni. Now, what we are going to explain now is that there are two ways that we know if somebody is going to be subject to skila. Either the Torah writes explicitly by that Avera that it's subject to Skila, or that we're going to learn out from Ov V'yudoni through Gzeir Shava to teach us to other places in the Torah that there are other Averas out there where it doesn't write explicitly that they're deserving of Skila, but through the Gzeir Shava from Ov V'yudoni we'll learn out that they do get Skila. So Rav Zeira poses a question to Abai, and he says, well, so these places in the Torah where it doesn't write Skila explicitly, and we're learning out from Ovi Yudoni, which phrase in the Pasuk are we using as part of the Gzeir Shava? Are we using Mos Imasu by Ovi Yudoni, or are we using the words Demeim Bum in the Torah? And we'll see exactly what Rav Zeira's question over here is. So Abai says back to Rav Zeira, well, it's got to be that we're learning from Demeim Bum. Why is that? Because, well, if we're using Mos Yimasu as part of the Gezer Shava to teach us Skila to elsewhere in the Torah, then what would you use Demeim Bum for it? So it's got to be we're using Demeim Bum for the to teach us, as part of the Gezer Shava, to teach us for the other places in the Torah for the Misa of Skila. But then the question is, okay, so what are you using Mos Yimasu already in this Pasuk of Ovi Yudoni for that you can't use it to teach us for other Misas in the Torah? So the Gemara explains, oh, well, we find by Rotseach that it also has a superfluous phrase of Mosimas, and we learn from over there that when you cannot administer Hereg at the Misa that's prescribed for Rotseach, so what do? You kill him however you can. And so we say that we use Mosimasu for a similar concept by Ov V'yidoni. So now the Gemara wants to know, though, so when Rav Zeira raised this Chakira to Abaye, clearly there was something that was making him tick. There was something that bothered him that if we would use the phrase Mos Yimasu in by Ovi Yudoni as part of the Gzeir Shava to teach us to skila by other averus in the Torah, there'd be something wrong with using the Mos Yimasu. There'd be something wrong with the Cheshvan. The question is, what was Rav Zeira bothered by? And this is what Rav Acha Midifti asks Ravina. What exactly was Rav Zeira asking here when he raised this Chakira to Abaye? So there are three suggestions that the Gemara makes. We're going to reject the first two. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to find other places in the Torah where it writes Mos Yimasu. And the question is going to be, is that once you're learning out from, if you would indeed learn out from Ovi Yudoni, through the words of Mos Yimasu, to teach us that other Averus out there in the Torah are subject to Skila, so what about places where you find Mos Yimasu, where we interpret it to mean Chenek? Why should you ever interpret Mos Yimasu to mean chenek? You should interpret Mos Yimasu by Pesukim to mean skila. And those cases that we deal with are specifically Eishes Ish and Maka of the Imo. That by Eishes Ish, we know that the Eishes Ish, by the Pesuk of Hanoi Veno Office, she gets not skila, but chenek because of the Pesuk of Mos Yimasu. But then the question is, if you use Mos Yimasu of the Gzeir Shava from Ovidoni to teach us to other places that are subject to skila. So then why should Eishes Ish be punished with chenek? She should be punished with skila. So the Gemara says, no, that could not have been bothering Rav Zeira. That could not have been an issue with using Mosi Masu by Ovidoni for the Gzer Shava. Why not? Well, because the Torah explicitly tells us that a Narusa, who is Mazana, gets Skila, right? By the parsha of Nar Murasa. But if that's the case, that the Torah tells us that Narusa deviates from the norm, so then that's Mashma, that Nisua is not getting Skila. So it can't be that Eishes Ish, that the Mosi Mas by Eishes Ish can refer to Skila. So then what exactly was Rav Zeira bothered by? So the Gemara says, oh, could be because of the Mosi Mas that we find by Imaka of Avimo. So why should Imaka of Avimo get chenek? Maybe we should learn it from Ovi Yedoni to teach us the Imaka of Avimo. If we're using the word Mosi Mas anyway, so teach us the Imaka of Avimo should be subject to Skila. So the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't do that. Why not? Because if that were the case, that would be learning out from another place where it says Mosi Mas to Imaka of Avimo. Why would you choose Ovi Yedoni over another place in the Torah where we find the Mosi Mas means chenek? For example, Eishes Ish. Instead of learning out from Ovi Yedoni to teach us that Maka Avav V'Imo should be subject to Skila, learn out from Eishes Ish that Maka Avav V'Imo should be subject to chenek. And why would we want to do that? As we said before, because if you have an option when the Torah is ambiguous, we're not going to teach you to give you a more chomer Skila, a more chomer Misa, where we would teach you to give you the least severe of the Mises. So if that's the case, we still don't know what was bothering Rav Zeira. Why was Rav Zeira bothered if we would use the words Mosi Masu, there'd be something wrong with using Mosi Masu in the Gzeir Shava from Ovi Yedoni? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the issue was, that if we use the words Mosi Masu from Ovi Yedoni to teach us a Gzeir Shava to other places in the Torah, that they should be deserving of Skila, then the problem would be, why would you use Ovi Yedoni as the model? Use Eishes Ish. Use the pasuk of Eishes Ish where it uses the words Mosi Mas, and there we say that it means chenek, in which case you should learn out from Mosi Mas by Eishes Ish that every other place where it writes Mosi Mas in the Torah, that should be subject to chenek and not to skila. And that was what Rav Zeira was bothered by. That the question that Rav Zeira was asking Abaye is that when we learn out from Ovi Yedoni to other places in the Torah that they should be subject to skila, which words are we using? Are we using Mosi Masu or Demei Bam? If we use Mosi Masu, then that doesn't make any sense. Because why should you learn it from Ovi Yedoni? You should learn it from Eishes Ish, where it also says Mosi Masu, and that way we would learn a chenek to all those places in Torah. So it must be that we're going to use the Mayim Bam instead. And that's what Abaye says back to him. Well, it's got to be that we're using the Mayim Bam. So, overall, what we have over here, that we have the Mishnah that discussed the halachas of how exactly we administer chenek. We said that we steep him in zevel up until his knees. We wrap around a cloth, a stiff cloth, inside of a soft cloth. We wrap around his neck, and we basically pull until he dies. We then went through the pasuk in the Braisa. We went through this pasuk of Ish Asher Yinafes, Ish Asher Yinafes, Ish Asher Yinafes, Mosi Masa Noef and Ofes. We said from Ish, you see that's as opposed to a katan that he's having now. Asher Yinafes, Ish Asher, that he's committing adultery with an Ish Asher, as opposed to the Ish Asher of a katan. There's no kedushin to a katan. Ish Asher Re'eu, that there's no kedushin for a kusi. And Mosi Mas, that means chenek. We had a machlokas tanam. How do you know that Mosi Mas means chenek? That's a machlokas between Rav Yoshi and Rav Yonasan. Rav Yoshi explains that Mosi Mas must mean chenek because it's ambiguous, and we can't give you one of the more severe ones. It's got to be that we're going to give you the most lenient out of all the Dalet Misas. And Rav Yonasan comes along, and he says, no, when you find Misa in the Torah, that means chenek. And Rabbeinu Kodesh explains that's because when you find Misa that's being carried out through Shemayim, that Misa means the kind of Misa that doesn't leave a mark. So the same thing for Misa, when it's occurring through people, that should also be the kind of Misa that doesn't leave a mark. So why should that be chenek? Maybe should that be Sreifa? So the answer is no, because by Bas Kohen, we see that when a Bas Kohen is Mezana, that deviates from the norm, and a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, and not whatever the norm is. So it must be that for a standard case of Nesua, who's Mezana, she would be subject to Chenek. So the Gemara says, so what about Rav Yoshi? How on earth does Rav Yoshi know that there's such a Misa as Chenek? So we said, no, he's got a Lach HaMashu Misinai that teaches him that there's such a thing as Chenek. Then Rav Zeira asked Abaye, and we find that we learn out from Ovi Yedoni to all the places in the Torah where it doesn't write Skila explicitly, but we learn out from Ovi Yedoni that through a Gzeir Shava, that the other places in the Torah should be subject to Skila. And the question is, which phrase in that pasuk of Ovi Yedoni are we using as part of the Gzeir Shava? Are we using Mosi Masu or B'demei and Bam? And the Mark explains that it's got to be B'demei and Bam that we're using as part of the Gzeir Shava and not Mosi Masu. And we use Mosi Masu for something else, similar to the way that we use Mosi Mas by Rotzeach for something else. So then the Gemara says, so what was bothering Rav Zeira that he asked this question to Abaye? So we explained that maybe his question was, because then what about Eishes Ish? Maybe she should also be subject to Skita for using Mosi Mas from Ovidoni, but we rejected that. We said maybe Maka of Imo should be subject to Skita for using Mosi Mas from Ovidoni. We rejected that too. So we said, no, it's got to be that if you're using Mosi Mas, Mosi Masu by Ovidoni, so then why would you use Mosi Masu by Ovidoni instead of learning Mosi Mas from Eishes Ish to other places in the Torah where it says Mosi Mas? And that's why we reject, and ultimately we say that no, we're using the words Tamei Bam by Ovi Adami.